Addressing hundreds of Sudanese army trainees on Wednesday in the River Nile State, General Al-Burhan defended his decision in late October to suspend the transitional government and articles of the constitutional declaration on which Sudan's transitional government was established. Al-Burhan says he took the action to prevent the collapse of law and order in the country. He says Sudanese armed forces have a constitutional duty to defend the country against any internal or external forces.
The Sudanese armed forces shall continue to defend and protect the change in this country, the change that our youth have sacrificed their lives for through the December Revolution. We don't care what the people say. But we want to assure the Sudanese people that we are on the right path of the revolution and change, which we have promised and we are committed to fulfill.
On October 25th, Al-Burhan suspended the cabinet and detained Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, along with government ministers and other political party leaders. He accused them of playing a negative role in what should have been a smooth transition of government in Sudan. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok was reinstated to his position after reaching a political agreement on November 21st with country's military leaders, which allowed for the release of all political detainees. Thousands of Sudanese citizens criticized the deal and continue protesting against the military takeover. The deal gives Hamdok a mandate to lead a civilian government of technocrats during a transitional period until July 2023, to be followed by a national election. Al-Burhan insists the army remains committed to achieving a full democratic transition in Sudan.
We are committed to fully implement this agreement and support the transitional government until a free and credible election is held in this country. We have specific duties that are enshrined in the constitution, and we are committed together with the Prime Minister to fulfill these duties.
Al-Burhan says at least 16 members of Sudan's armed forces lost their lives over the past 2 weeks in Al-Fashaga of eastern Sudan during a battle with Ethiopian army forces and their allied militia. Al-Burhan accused some foreign diplomatic missions in Sudan of playing a negative role in fueling conflict and causing instability, but did not mention specific countries.
We are warning against these moves and we are aware of what is going on in our country. It is not difficult to take any legal procedure against anybody that is trying to interfere with Sudan's national security.
Some regional analysts say the agreement signed between Al-Burhan and Hamdok was reached after continued pressure from Western countries who had condemned the military takeover and promptly suspended their economic assistance to the government of Sudan. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.